Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Matthew 13, 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he hath found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. I'm going to go to Job 14 and 1. Job said, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Today, that's probably two strange scriptures to put together, but that's the way my mind works. I feel like the Lord pointed something out to me. I want to talk to us today about looking for pearls. Looking for pearls. Let's pray together. Lord, we love you and honor you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the wisdom it gives. Lord, we pray today our hearts will be ready, good ground to receive it. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, let it encourage us, challenge us, change us, make us better and ready for the kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Clap your hands real good to the Lord before you're seated. What a great God. Looking for pearls. Looking for pearls. When Jesus would tell these parables, you have to remember sometimes that it's not a literal story. You know, even though it's talking about a man, he's looking for pearls, and these are all things we can picture in our mind. Here's a man. We know what pearls look like. This was his living. But these stories were about related to the kingdom and related to our life. This story was about more than the pearl. Now, that's where we go to in this story, because it's our main thing, and what there's so many things you can preach out of it, but one of the main things is the pearl of great price. We want to find, that's the end game, we want to find the pearl of great price, the value, the precious reward for serving the kingdom. We want that. But it's more than that in this story. And I look at it with some questions. What will it take to finally find that pearl of great price? And if we're searching, what are we looking for? And if we're looking for something, what do we see? So, again, not just a literal story. When I think about it, I think about the things that are in this story. There's a man, and he's on the hunt for something, just like we all are in this life. He wants something of value in his life. Now, the reason I say this is not a literal story is that God did not call me to go out and start hunting pearls. I'm not fixing to go reef diving and trying to get pearls. I'm not going to go to wherever they sell them at and try to look at them. I don't know nothing about pearls. He didn't intend on us to be being pearl collectors. But there are things of value in our life that lead to the greatest thing that we'll ever experience. But what are we looking for? What are we looking at? Think about the way a pearl is formed. When a pearl is formed, I looked it up. I knew it, but I said, let me look it up just so I could have it in front of me. Pearls are formed when an irritant, like a grain of sand or a bead or some debris, enters into the oyster's shell. We know about irritants. Hello? we know about irritants. But here's the thing. I want you to think about this now. No irritant, no pearl. There's no fight, there's no victory. Yeah? If there's no cross, there's no crown. If there's no irritant, there's no pearl. And so this man is looking for things in his life that come from irritants, develop in spite of an irritant. But the thing that stuck out to me reading this the other day was that so many people only see the irritant, and they don't see what the irritant will bring. And so looking for pearls. I'm not just looking for irritants. I'm looking for pearls. I'm looking for the reward. I'm looking for, I don't focus on the irritant. I don't give power to the irritant. I'm looking for the pearl. Again, we know about irritants, trials, tribulations, storms, fiery furnaces, whatever you want to call them. 1 Peter 4, Peter said this, 1 Peter 4 and 12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial," irritant, "which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, pearl, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Pearl. Thinking about the pearl. I'm looking for pearls. He said this in chapter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, irritant, being much more precious, pearl, than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, irritant, might be found under praise, pearl, honor, pearl, glory, pearl, at the appearing of Jesus Christ, pearl. There are no pearls without irritants. And as you go through this life, you're going to realize that I can either focus on the irritant, or I can remember that the pearl is being formed, that something is being formed. Even Jesus taught us that in the scripture recorded in Hebrews when it said, "For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross." He went through the irritating things because he knew the victory it was going to bring. He knew what was going to be on the other side of the suffering. He knew on the other side of Calvary, on the other side of that tomb, is resurrection and life. It's going to be there. It's the pearl. So Paul would write, "Don't get weary in well-doing." Well-doing involves putting up with irritants. Yeah, well-doing doesn't just mean, he didn't say don't get weary of good times. He said don't get weary of well-doing. Remember that while you're doing well, there's always something working against you. There's always something you've got to deal with. He says, so don't get tired of doing this. Don't get weary of the irritants. Hang on, because if we don't faint, he said, we will reap pearl. That's the pearls. And in this life, we go through it looking for the pearls that God has for us, the things of joy, the things that he has given us richly to enjoy, all these things that God blesses us with every day. He loads us daily with benefits. He's always there for us. There's going to be irritants in our life, but they lead to pearls. I'm looking for pearls. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. "But we have this treasure," something valuable, "in earthen vessels," something in us. We often speak of the Holy Ghost that we have living inside of us as a treasure. It lives in this earthen vessel. That's important. Remember that. "That the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us, but we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed." Irritants. "We are perplexed," irritants, "but not in despair. Persecuted," irritant, "but not forsaken," pearl. "Cast down," irritant, "but not destroyed," pearl. He jumped down to verse 17. "For our light affliction," irritant, "which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory," pearl. "While we look not at the things that are seen," irritants, "but at the things which are not seen," pearl. "For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working something for it. Just like the irritant that goes into the oyster, it's irritating. It causes stress, actually, on the oyster. So it does something about it. But it is forming the pearl. It's working something. This irritant, you can't tell an oyster that. It don't understand it. It's just doing what God designed it to do. But it's developing something of great value. Now, we think, well, how valuable it is, how much money it brings. But to the oyster, it's just like, this is a lot better. I can live with the pearl because I've taken care of the irritant. Hello? It depends on what we look for. Paul said, while we look not at things which are seen, do we focus on the irritant? There's a term in psychology. I'm by no means a psychologist, but I just read this on the internet, so it's true. Motivated perception. It means you see what you expect to see. In other words, what we see depends mainly on what we look for. Have you ever seen this quote? I'm sure you have, floating around social media. It's easy to spot a yellow car if you're always looking for a yellow car. In other words, whatever you're looking for, that's what you'll find. You won't. If you're looking for, like me, I'm always, whenever I'm in traffic, you know what I'm looking for. And I see them. I'm pointing them out to my wife all the time. She could just drive by right past one and never know it was there. She's not into those Mustangs as I am. And I was, oh, look at that Mustang. Oh, look at that Mustang. Look at that. Because, you know, I see them. I'm looking for them everywhere I go. It's easy to see what you're looking for. And if you're looking at the irritant, that's all you'll see. If you're focused on the irritant, that's all you'll see. Brother Ebhart used to quote this scripture a lot, and it always stuck with me. They that look for iniquity shall be cut off. I stopped looking for iniquity. I stopped looking for the things that were wrong. I stopped looking at the negative all the time. I wanted to find the things that were right. I wanted to find the things that are good. I'm looking for pearls. I'm a man in this life, as I go through this life, I am searching for goodly pearls. But I know that I'm going to have to put up with irritants to get to the pearl. No irritant, no pearl. So it's easy to see hurt if that's all you look for. It's easy to see failure if that's all you look for. It's easy to see offense or setbacks or sickness or attacks or loneliness or whatever. Whatever you're looking for, that's what you're going to find. You'll find what you're looking for if that's what your focus is on. And we can focus on the irritant and stay irritated. If you focus on the irritant, you'll stay irritated. Or you can focus on the pearl. Remember this, that the irritant is a step, not a stumbling block. You have to have the irritant to have the pearl. It's a step in the pearl process. It's not a stumbling block. And God did not intend for our trials or our tests or those things that we go through to take us out. He knew that we could overcome. He said, I have given you power. Just like God put in an oyster the power to overcome the irritant, He's given us power to overcome all the power, all the tricks of the enemy. So I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Anything that he tries to irritate you with, I have given you power. I have given you something to use against it. I have given you something that you can take care of it. That way you don't have to stumble. He said, if you stay in the light, there's no occasion of stumbling. And if I stay with him who is the light, then I can make all these, what would be a stumbling block, just a step toward a reward, toward a testimony, towards something that God's doing great in my life. What are you looking for? I'm looking for pearls. I'm searching for them. The irritant again. It's not it's a step. It's not a stumbling block. Think about what the scripture said. Tribulation works patience. Patience brings experience. And experience gives you hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Tribulation is an irritant. Some people would say patience is an irritant, but you're actually headed toward hope. That's the pearl. Hope that maketh not ashamed. That's the pearl. That's just a step. So tribulation, irritant. Being worked on now, patience, experience, hope, make you not ashamed. That's the pearl. You see, the oyster has, or the it has something inside itself. Whenever that irritant, that debris, whatever it is, when it comes in, it doesn't spit it out, but it begins to secrete. This stuff is called nacre. It basically means mother of pearl. And it begins to coat that irritant. And as it coats it, it does that to remove the discomfort. It's not in total pain the whole time. He's developing the pearl. Another coat, until nothing now but a smooth, round, or funny-shaped looking pearl. But it's something now that the oyster can live with. Something very valuable now has come from a piece of sand, an irritant, a debris, piece of another shell, something like that. It got in there. And it was there designed to hurt the oyster, but the oyster says, I'm going to turn this into something valuable. Everything that you go through, God has given you the ability to turn it into something valuable. There was a woman that had five husbands, and the one she wasn't or was living with at the time was not her husband. Irritants. I thought the ladies would all amen that, but irritants. But she listened to the Lord and went back and told everybody, here's a man that knows everything I've ever done, all my irritants. He's got to be the Christ. And her testimony drew people. Her testimony was so valuable. Now, if she'd never had them five husbands and never had any of that trouble, doesn't mean she still didn't have some kind of testimony, but she thought, my life's just over and it's a mess because of the way my life's been lived. But the Lord said, but I can turn that around to the benefit of saving so many people, of bringing so many people to hear what I've got to say to them. People who, believe it or not, their mess is worse than yours. Hey, look, if this woman had five husbands, you know, somebody around there had 10. There was some marrying people back in them days, man. They would just drop somebody and marry them in a second. So, I mean, you look at David. He was picking up wives everywhere he went. Solomon, come on, man. Behave. You know, irritants. They were irritants to him, got him in a lot of trouble, but we focus so many times on that instead of understanding what God has given us. And as we go through, you know, because everybody wants the good stuff. We do. We go through this life, we're like, I want, you know, my life to be good. I want my ministry to be good. I want my family to be good. I want my home to be good. I want this and that. I want the best. But you know that that's going to come, but also the storms are going to come. The Lord said, in this world, you'll have tribulations, irritants, but be of good comfort. I've overcome the world. We're going to have irritants. But think about this. Now, the oyster has something inside of itself. God put it in there so that it could remove the discomfort and create something. It could endure. The Bible says, if we endure, we will be saved, endure hardness as a good soldier. The oyster has something that God placed in it, a natural thing. The first oyster to ever make a pearl had to be like, I don't know what I'm doing right now. But a piece of sand got in here, so I'm spitting up on it or something. I don't know how that works. But all of a sudden, hey, this is better. Think about this now. In John 14 and 26, what the Lord told his disciples before he left. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things, bring all things you remember whatsoever I've said to you. The Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter. In another place, a little further on, he told his disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The Holy Ghost that God has given us is inside of us. I couldn't go grab it and buy it, and you can't drink it and consume it. It's a fountain that comes springing up out of a place that only God knows where it comes from. But he pours that out. He gives that to us, and he says, it's a comforter. It's a comforter. Jude said this in Jude 20. Build up yourselves. Now, leave that scripture up. When the oyster is dispensing the nacre, he is building up a layer around that irritant to a place where he can abide it, and then he can make something valuable, something priceless, a priceless, wonderful pearl. People pay crazy money for pearls. They do. The Lord talks about pearls, the gates of the city, each made of one great pearls. We know pearls are valuable. They're precious. And he said, now you build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't it be something instead of us giving power to the irritant if we began to use the power that God gave us, and as we're going through our trial or test, realizing that I'm not enjoying the trial. Yet, I do understand that God is doing something. God is making something valuable inside of me. God is doing something great inside of me. That's why Peter would say, and I don't even know if I even read that earlier, 1 Peter 1 and 7. Did I read that? I'm going to read it again. No, that's not the one I want to read. Let's go back to 1 Peter 4. When he talked in verse 12, he talks about the fiery trial. He starts verse 13 with, but rejoice. Rejoice. Because you know something valuable is coming. Rejoice. I'm doing something in you. I gave you something to overcome with. I gave you something. So you don't have to just focus on the irritant. You don't have to just be irritated by the irritant. You can find the pearls if you won't give up the search. You've got to believe that I'm working something better in your life. But we're going to see what we're looking for. And we know people like this. You know people like this. They look to be offended. They see offense in everything. They look for hurt, so they just, everything that somebody does, they take it as it's against an attack, or they just looking for somebody to say something, so they can say, see, that's just twisted. It's not even what they meant, but just because that's just what they're looking for. And maybe it's because they grew up in an atmosphere that or an environment that brought that kind of stuff in their life all the time, and so that's all they know. But when we came to him, we became new creatures. And he said, as pertaining to the kingdom of God, again, the kingdom of heaven is like. So this kingdom life that we live, as we walk this road of life, as we go this way, friend, let me tell you, it is, it's going to have ups and downs. We're going to have some troubles and trials and tests and things like that, but he's saying, but if you'll keep looking for the pearl, you'll realize that the irritant is only a step toward the pearl. That the irritant is not meant to stop the pearl from living. It's not meant to do it. It's simply there to add value to this pearl. And this pearl, these pearls that we have in this life, they're valuable to us. These things that we have overcome. the pearls lead to the pearl. We're headed to an ultimate pearl, ultimate great thing. And how many knows that, you know, if you want to equate that right now to just say, well, this pearl of great price could be when we hear him say, well done. Scripture says there would be some that John saw him. He said, who are these that are in these robes of white? And he said, they have come out of great tribulation. They came through great irritants to get here, to get to that place. These pearls lead us to somewhere else. In Hebrews chapter 10, you don't give up. You don't quit. You don't surrender. Hebrews 10, 31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I'm going to interject irritants and pearls all the way through here. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, irritants, partly while you were made a gazing stock, irritant, by reproaches, irritant, and afflictions, irritants, and partly while you became companions of them that were so used, irritants, for you had compassion of me and my bonds, took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, irritant, knowing in yourselves, even all this was happening, you knew in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance, pearl. So, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, pearl. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't start getting focused on the irritants and forget about the pearls that God has for your life. For you have need of patience, pearl. You know why I say pearl? Because it comes from the irritant. Tribulation is the irritant. Experience, nakra. Patience, nakra. It's forming the pearl. That's what it is. That's what it's a step. So you have need of patience. Guess what that means? Tribulation. It's going to come. But you don't forget that there's something inside of you, a more enduring substance. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't quit. You have need of patience. After you have done the will of God, you might receive the promised pearl. Listen, there's a quote. This guy, his name is Federico. I just like saying that. Federico Fellini. He said, all art is autobiographical. The pearl is the oyster's autobiography. Your pearl is your autobiography, or your pearl is your testimony. Listen, this life will be, this road will be paved with conquered irritants. Because that's what the oyster did. He conquered the irritant and made something valuable. And this road to glory will be paved with conquered irritants. Victory after victory after victory through him, because thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. So this trial, this test, our life, these pearls are here because of the irritants we've conquered. You've beaten a lot more than you lost, or you wouldn't be here. You may have lost sometimes, but you're still here. You've won a lot more than you lost. Praise God. And people say, well, why in the world? That's why some people say, why would I want to even serve God if I've got to go through all that? Why even try to, listen, why seek pearls for us? Why would we do it? Because pearls are promised. Those pearls are promised. Pearls are promised. You don't believe me? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things, irritants, work together for good, pearls to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That scripture goes so good with that. Because anything that comes in, God is going to turn around for good. God gave us something so we can turn this mess into something fabulous. Our trials and tests become testimonies that touch other people's lives. Our testimonies are so powerful that recorded in the last book of the scripture that we are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we start telling people about the pearls that we found along the way until we got to the great pearl, the pearl of great price, pearls are promised because we're searching for it. And as we go through, we're going to find the irritants that lead to the pearl. But the scripture says, seek and you shall find. Might be finished a little early today. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said this. I have fought a good fight. Talking about his irritants. I finished my course. Irritants all along the way. I have kept the faith. I held on. I didn't stop. I didn't give up. I did what I had to do. And because I did all these things, because I went through and dealt with and understood they were coming, the irritants, verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, pearl, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. You know, we tend to, if we're not careful, we'll idolize people like Paul. Because, wow, the revelations he had. Wow, the letters he wrote. And, man, his stories and the things he saw and the things he overcame. And man, just Paul, man. But he said, the Lord gave me a thorn to keep me from being lifted up in myself over these revelations and different things. And he said, and so I want you to know that your reward will be the same as mine if you'll fight a good fight and finish your course and keep the faith. If you'll focus on the pearls and not the irritant. Focus on what the reward is. We know God, listen, God's not a respecter of persons, but he is a rewarder of persons. Jesus told us three different times back to back in Matthew, he said, when you pray unto the Father in secret, he'll reward you openly. When you fast in secret to the Father, he rewards you openly. So, and when you give, he rewards you openly. He does those things. God is a rewarder. Now, he doesn't do that for just only his certain little group or clique of people. He does that for anybody who deals with the irritant. But you got to do something. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, pearls don't lie on the seashore. If you want one, you must dive for it. In other words, if you want something as special and beautiful as pearls in your life, then you must be willing to dive for it or take a chance. You've got to be willing to step out. Hey, you got to step out of the boat if you want to walk on water. Hello? You got to trust God. You got to believe. And he's saying, a lot of people want the pearls, but you're going to have to die for it. You got to. You cannot reach pearls by just looking at the sea. You know, a lot of times, even in Scripture, seas and waters are representative of multitudes of people. And you can't just watch other people and get your pearls. You've got to get in there. You've got to be involved in it. You've got to be a part of it. And so as you go through this life, don't focus on the irritant. The irritant is just a step in the pearl process. The irritant is not designed to take you out. It's designed for you to add another layer to your testimony. And then another irritant comes, another layer. We'll all be great, big, beautiful pearls one day, because we'll just keep adding that layer. God put something in us so we could take care of that. Vincent van Gogh said this: the heart of man is very much like the sea. We could say anybody, the heart of a human, a man or a woman, is very much like the sea. It has storms, it has tides, and in its depths, it has pearls too. Life isn't going to be just about storms, rip tides, things that can drag you away and drown you. It's not going to be just about scary depths. But in those places is where the pearls are. And God will give us the pearls if we seek them. Stand with me. I know I finished up a little early this morning, but usually I'm a couple of minutes late, so averages out. Again, the scripture says, seek and ye shall find. You know, that's just telling us, whatever you're looking for, that's what you'll find. We won't apply it to a certain thing, but it just covers everything. Whatever you're looking for, that's what you'll find. If you walk into a new place, if you go into a new job and you go in there looking for it to just be awful, it'll be awful. You go to a new school, new church, you're just looking for somebody to ignore you or snub you, you'll find them because you're looking for it. And you'll forget all about the people that told you how much they loved you and were glad you were there, because you're focused on the irritant. I'm focusing on the pearl. We'll keep looking for the pearls because they lead to the pearl of great price. There's a bigger reward coming one day. So as we, still the first month of the new year, it's a good lesson to hang on to as you go through this year. Stop looking at the problem. Look at the solution. Look at what God's doing with your life. One writer said, don't rejoice against me when I fall, because I shall arise. But I'm going to fall. But you don't get to capitalize on that, because I'm going to get up. Rejoice not against me when I fall. Don't start throwing a party because I fail, because I'm just going to get back up. Yeah, but you failed, but I got up. So staying down, you could have your party. But I got back up and kept walking for the Lord. Kept serving God. And you know what? I met somebody that was going through the same stuff that I was going through that made me fall, and I talked to them and helped them, and they didn't fall. Irritants and pearls. When he's saying, I'm going to get up, he's saying, I conquered my irritant. Now I've just added value. I've shown you what God can do. People don't have to quit. They don't have to stop. They don't have to be failures, because God's ready to just lift them up and take them on with him. One day he'll make up his jewels. We'll all be the pearls that he's gathering in, I'm thankful for God giving us wisdom to stand and make it through things. So remember what that God-given thing he put in you, that Holy Ghost, and conquer those irritants. Find the pearls. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you today. Thank you for reminding us that, number one, you're always with us. And I thank you for what you have given us, Lord. You said that we would receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we have. Lord, we have power to overcome all the power of the enemy. So, Lord, keep us, Lord, walking on that straight path. Let us remember that the irritants are only a step, not a stumbling block. Lord, let us give you the praise and glory for all of it in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Clap your hands real good to the Lord this morning. Hope you're looking for the pearls in 2025.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.